Bobby Cohen is back, and his show is Takeover Talk. And here is Bobby Cohen.
Thank you to all my listeners. It's Monday, March 4th, and today is another live hour of Takeover Talk. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. I welcome all my listeners here in the United States, as well as those worldwide. Our focus will be to assist you in acquiring the most current and comprehensive information on potential public takeover targets in the U.S. capital markets. Remember, I'm just guiding you to this information. You need to do your own due diligence before buying or selling any stock. M&A, which is the acronym for mergers and acquisitions, is unpredictable, and it's usually not in the best interest to acquire stocks solely because rumors are percolating. You have to like it as a standalone company as well. Okay, like I mentioned, today is March 4th, 2019, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and today is another live power hour of Takeover Talk. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. If you would like a one-hour private Takeover Talk workshop with me, drop me an email now at takeovertalk@aol.com. If you would like a one-hour private Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now at takeovertalk@aol.com. Okay, it's Monday. Merger Monday. We wake up and bingo. What do we have? We have Nightstar Therapeutics, symbol Nancy, Ida, Tom, Eddie, Knight. Wow. Being purchased by Biogen, a deal in the pharma space. Sound familiar? That space is hot as a pistol. This deal is a relatively small deal. $877 million cash deal equates to $25.50 in cash. Well, if you woke up this morning and you had NITE in your portfolio, it doesn't get any better than this. Stock is up 66% from its close on Friday. Another gene therapy company getting taken over. That's right. In the biotech space, the subspace is gene therapy. Seems to be hot as a pistol. Another one being gobbled up. I'm not even sure that Nightstar Therapeutics even has an FDA-approved drug yet. Wow. Do your own due diligence on Nightstar just to get some flavor of what other acquirers might be looking for. A favorite on the internet seems to be Bluebird Bio. Again, Bluebird Bio, which is also a gene therapy company. Also, I believe Bluebird Bio does not have an FDA-approved drug as of yet either. So keep an eye on Bluebird Bio. Just throwing that one out there. Stock's trading around $149. It has run up over the last 45 days. So some people might want to wait for some sort of a pullback. But the chatter, I believe the chatter on Bloomberg Bio as a potential takeover target in the gene therapy space could put Bloomberg Bio closer to $250 as a potential takeover target. Keep in mind, I believe Bluebird Bio today is trading at approximately $149. So continue to put Bluebird Bio on your radar screen and continue to do your own homework on that name. Okay, I wanted to discuss another biotech company, and the name of this company is Intercept Pharmaceuticals. So if you have a pencil, piece of paper, let's start. Here we go. Intercept Pharma, symbol ICPT, Ida, Charlie, Paul, Tom. Stock's currently trading at $103. Now, this company, believe it or not, already has, I believe, from what I've read, already has an FDA-approved drug. But the chatter on Intercept is that they might have a drug that could be for the treatment of a progressive liver disease, which, you ready? I've mentioned this acronym before, which is called NASH, N-A-S-H. And my belief is that they came out a few weeks ago with some very robust data on their potential NASH treatment. And I know the stock had run up based on that robust data. So Intercept Pharma, which again is trading at $103, I wanted to just briefly mention I found a very, very, very good Investor Place article dated September 26, talking about not only Intercept, but it talks about five biotech stocks to play the sector's next big trend, which was NASH. And the first company they discussed, that's right, is Intercept Pharmaceuticals. And I have it right in front of me, and I wanted to discuss it. And it says, of the biotech stocks, looking at NASH, Intercept Pharmaceuticals is already in the lead. That's because the ICPT, which is the symbol for Intercept Pharmaceuticals, is applying one of its other drugs towards the disease. And I did mention they already have one drug that is FDA approved. Intercept's drug, Ocaliva, is used to treat a rare chronic liver disease known as primary biliary PBC, is what it's called. Okay? So this is one that many people have on their radar screen. After promising early results in treating NASH, Intercept announced a large-scale phase 3 study to evaluate the use of its Ocreva to treat NASH. And I did mention to you that they came out recently with some very robust data. There are many articles out there that believe that the NASH space could garner many billions of dollars. So please put Intercept Pharma, ICPT, on your radar screen as a possible treatment for the liver disease called NASH, which is an acronym, NASH. Also, please keep in mind, since we're talking about potential treatments for NASH, there's a name that I have mentioned that I've kind of been pounding the table on, a company called Viking Therapeutics. I believe they are in phase 2 of attempting to find a treatment in the NASH space as well. Stock trades at approximately $8.60. And again, they do not have any drug that is FDA approved yet. So please know and jot down that there's plenty of risk in this name. But also keep in mind that the investment bank Raymond James, I believe, a couple months ago, came out with a research report, a very aggressive research report. They have a strong buy recommendation from what I read on Viking Therapeutics. And they have put a price target of $43. Wow, that's correct. You heard me right. $43. And the stock is currently trading at $8.60. There is plenty of risk in this name, so please, as I always mention, do your own homework, do your due diligence on Viking Therapeutics as well. Okay. I've been getting many emails in reference to Tesla. Yeah, Tesla has been extremely volatile, not only the last few weeks, but it is just a name that people either love or hate. Well, again, I'm not shy. I make no bones about it. I am a very big Elon Musk fan. That's right. I am a big fan. He is a forward thinker. But I would be remiss if I did not tell you my personal feelings about him running a public company. It's my belief, and this is just Bobby Cohen. It's Bobby Cohen's belief that Tesla needs an adult in the pool. That's right. Don't get me wrong. I thought it was a very good move that they put Larry Ellison, who is the chairman and founder of Oracle, on as an independent board member of Tesla recently. I thought that that was a very, very good move. But be that as it may, I still believe they need that adult in the pool, like I just mentioned. And that's the reason why I agree with many of the articles that are out there that believe Apple Computer would be a perfect fit to acquire a company such as Tesla. I agree. I agree with those articles. And I even went further. Not even having to use a dollar of Apple's cash that they have, which is close to $250 billion, I believe. I jotted it down, and the simple math to me, and this was just to me, was if Apple Computer was to exchange 2.5 shares of Apple stock for every one share of Tesla. So if you had one share of Tesla in a potential takeover by Apple, a shareholder would receive 2.5 shares. That would enable Tesla shareholders to share in any price appreciation brought upon by the fundamentals of Tesla, as well as the existing business and businesses of Apple. Just throwing it out there. We're definitely going to keep an eye on this name. But again, so many people contact me in reference to me opining on Tesla. This one is not for the faint of heart. I recognize there are many people in both camps. The people that are big fans of Tesla and believe it's going to continue to have a footprint, not only in the auto industry, but also in a much broader sense, making this world a better place. And then there's a whole group that just believes that Elon Musk and Tesla, they are way over their skis. And those people seem to be non-believers. Well, again, at the end of the day, that's what makes a market. Some people buy and some people sell. And you have to all decide. You all have to decide on your own if you think you're going to be on the right side of history or on the wrong side of history. And also, keep in mind, the reason why I continue to put Apple in the narrative when it comes to Tesla is because it's my belief that Apple had an opportunity a few years ago to possibly purchase Netflix at a significant cheaper valuation than where it is today. And they were not able to embrace that. and that maybe that ship has sailed, but maybe, no pun intended, they'll get a second bite with Tesla. So, I just wanted to circle back on Tesla and Apple Computer possibly, just possibly, acquiring that name. Okay. Well, again, I'd like to mention, if you would like a private one-hour Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, please drop me off an email now at takeovertalk@aol.com. If you'd like details again on my one-hour private Takeover Talk workshop, drop me off an email now at takeovertalk@aol.com. I just wanted to circle back on a couple other names that I had mentioned over the last few months. Caesars, symbol Charlie Zebra Robert, the gaming company. I believe that name has been front and center because the activist Carl Icahn, which you know I am a big fan of Mr. Icahn. He's a very smart individual. He does his homework. And it's my belief that he might be getting some board seats on Caesars, and he might want to push for a sale of this company. And I believe Caesars is currently trading at around $8 or $8.25. Caesars is just one of many names that Carl Icahn is involved with. Another one that I had mentioned a while ago that seems to also be front and center as a potential takeover target is Xerox XRX, which is currently trading at around $31. And that one you should also put on your radar screen because I believe approximately a year ago, Mr. Icahn had mentioned that he would probably be interested in selling Xerox if he received a bid $40 or higher. Keep in mind, this stock has come a long ways over the last couple months. It was trading at approximately $18. And again, it is currently trading at approximately $31. But if there was to be a potential acquisition at $40 or $45, that would still be a handsome premium to where it's currently trading. So now, if you're a big Carl Icahn follower, not only do you have Xerox, but now you could put Caesars, Charlie Zebra Robert, under the umbrella of Carl Icahn. Now, another name that has just been trading just off the charts, I know it's off a little bit today, but it's Portola Pharmaceutical, another name that I've been mentioning and pounding the table. PTLA, I believe on Friday, it was up over $4 in one day. They had not only come out a few days ago with a very, very, very good earnings call, but they also received, I believe, European approval for one of their drugs. The street in Brace Portola, and I continue to tell all my listeners to put Portola, symbol PTLA, on your radar screen. They don't have one potential blockbuster FDA-approved drug. They have two. Two drugs that could be potential blockbusters. So, continue to put Portola, symbol PTLA, on your radar screen. Now, three companies that I had also mentioned the last few months in the cloud computing space, and there has been some weakness in that space. So you may want to take a second look at these three names, jot them down: Box, EOX, Dropbox, DBX, David Boy X-Ray, and Akamai, AKAM. Box, BOX, Dropbox, DBX, Akamai, AKAM. Three companies that I had mentioned in the past as potential takeover targets in the cloud space. And I know that space is showing some weakness, especially today. But I know Box had a earnings call, and the street just did not embrace that call, to say the least. So you never know if an acquirer is in the bushes. And I do believe, from what I read, that there could be some robust M&A activity in 2019 in the cloud space. Also, the video game makers have been under pressure over the last few weeks. Names such as Activision Blizzard, symbol ATVI, Take-Two Interactive, TomTom Willie Oscar, Electronic Arts, EA, and believe it or not, like I mentioned, I can't believe I am saying this, but Zynga, ZNGA, which is out of the four companies I mentioned, has been performing the best. Zynga is a little bit over $5. Seems to be, from what I read, Zynga seems to be in the middle of a robust turnaround. But those are four names in the video game industry: Activision, Take-Two Interactive, Electronic Arts, and Zynga. All three except Zynga have been under enormous price pressure, meaning the stock price. So you never know if a larger company wants to gain some real estate So I would definitely continue to put those names on your radar screen. And I wanted to mention three names of companies that have, again, timing is everything, especially in M&A, and three names that seem to still make the rounds as potential takeover targets are Nielsen Holdings, Nancy, Larry, Sam, Nancy, Mellanox, Mary, Larry, Nancy, X-Ray, and Barnes & Noble, the bookstore chain, BKS. Those three names, when people talk about timing of potential takeovers and names that could be acquired in a timely basis, those three names continue to be front and center. NLSN, Mellanox, Mary, Larry, Nancy, X-Ray, and Barnes & Noble, BKS, those three names. Okay. Oh, so, you're going to love this. What I'm about to segue into now and how it's possibly applicable to M&A.
Well,
do you remember Willie Sutton? The famous criminal. He was once asked why he robbed banks. And the famous criminal, Willie Sutton, said, because his response was simple, eloquent, and humorous. Why did Willie Sutton rob banks? He said, because that's where the money is. Okay. So, let's use that premise. That's where the money is. So why should we focus on Apple, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Cisco, Oracle, Exxon, Gilead Sciences, Pfizer, Novartis, Amgen, Bristol Myers, Verizon, and Amazon? When it comes to M&A, why would we focus on these names? Because that's where the money is. And boy, they have lots of money. That's right. So, let's focus on some of the names that I just mentioned. Amazon. What is it? What names could be on Amazon's shortlist. Okay. Amazon themselves has got a nice cash hoard. Keep in mind, Amazon is very, very big in the cloud. Is it possible? Is it possible, Amazon? Could make acquisitions to build up the cloud space? Or are there other companies that Amazon might want to grab? Well, how about Roku? Been plenty of chatter that Roku, the streaming media, the streaming video company, could be on Amazon's hit list. How about also a name that I mentioned earlier? Barnes & Noble, BKS. Could possibly be acquired by Amazon. Target, TGT, the big retail chain, has also been on many lists as a potential acquirer by Amazon. How about JCPenney? That's right, JCP. I know this stock is currently trading at around $1.50. For many, many years, they've been trying to turn this huge ship around. I remember over a year ago, there was some chatter that maybe JCPenney, that maybe Amazon was looking to acquire JCPenney. Then I remember reading Grubhub, symbol GRUB, meal delivery, that's right, Grubhub. There's been plenty of chatter of a potential Amazon Grubhub acquisition. Many believe that would make good sense. Again, Amazon is on that list of the companies that have a very large cash hoard. And why focus on all those names again? Because that's where the money is. Well, how about Google? What companies, possibly could be on Google's shortlist? companies that I have mentioned earlier?
Well,
Box, B-O-X, Dropbox, D-B-X. Akamai, A-K-A-M. Even Twitter was mentioned as a potential takeover target of Google. I even believe I remember reading an article, and I need you to do your own homework on this name, that possibly Google might be interested in a name that I had mentioned earlier called Groupon, GRPN.
So,
Google has got lots of money, lots of cash that they could put to work. How about Microsoft? Not too long ago, Microsoft purchased LinkedIn for over $26 billion. Well, I believe they digest that acquisition already, and maybe now they're looking for their next kill. To me, and this is just Bobby talking out loud, I believe, and from what I read, maybe it's Twitter. That's right. Maybe Microsoft's next kill is Twitter. Now, Twitter is currently trading at around $32. Microsoft, it seems to me that whenever they have their eye on something and they want it, I mean, they do everything in a very measured way, don't get me wrong, but they don't let price get in the way. If they want it, like LinkedIn, they will pay up. So maybe, like I had mentioned, Twitter, if Twitter receives a takeover offer between 65 and 75, maybe they'll hop all over that. Maybe Dorsey, Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter, will jump all over that. But who knows? Time will only tell. And also another name that's been thrown out there as a potential takeover target of not only of Microsoft, but also of Cisco Systems, is the internet security company FireEye, F-E-Y-E. And that's a name that I had mentioned a few months back. So continue to put FireEye on your radar screen. Both Microsoft and Cisco might be interested in possibly acquiring that name, FireEye. How about Exxon? Last week or the week before, they got plenty of cash. They're the big daddy in the oil patch. I found an article going back goes back like 3 years ago. But like I mentioned, sometimes past becomes prologue. If I can quote Shakespeare in Macbeth, and there were three names that were mentioned in this article as potential takeover targets of Exxon, jot them down: EOG Resources, Eddie Oscar George; Pioneer Natural Resources, PXD, Paul X-Ray David; and Continental Resources, CLR. Continue to put those three names on your radar screen. And that was Exxon. Well, how about some of the, again, some of the large pharmaceutical companies? Pfizer. I don't believe Pfizer has made a large acquisition in a while. Who could they have on their radar screen? Well, Allergan, AGN, has always been a name that, you know, that circulates when people talk about Pfizer. I believe they tried to acquire Allergan a couple, 3 years ago at a significantly higher price than where it's currently trading at. So you got to put Allergan on the radar screen. What other names could be in the sight of Pfizer? Well, you know, a name that I speak about on a regular basis is Amarin, A-M-R-N, Adam, Mary, Robert, Nancy. That's right, Amarin. They might have a blockbuster drug. Over the last few months, they've gotten some robust data on their one drug. And if that becomes blockbuster status, oh, wow. I could not tell you where this company could be valued at. How's that one? So, not only is Amarin possibly on Pfizer's radar screen, but it also could be on Amgen's radar screen, as well as Novartis's radar screen. Other names in the biotech space? Could be Portola Pharmaceutical, PTLA, Glovis Oncology, all names that I have mentioned earlier. Bluebird Bio. Again, these names that I mentioned, Gilead, Pfizer, Novartis, Amgen, Bristol-Myers, they got plenty of dough. And you know Bristol-Myers is in the process of trying to take over Celgene. That's right. And I remember reading an article on Pfizer. What are the three top potential takeover targets for Pfizer? And this goes back a couple years. Well, this one article talked about, and it was a biospace.com article, I remember. They talked about Biogen possibly being acquired by Pfizer. They actually mentioned Bristol-Myers would be a good fit for Pfizer, as well as I mentioned Allergan. And I again circle back on Bristol-Myers because you know what? There aren't, you know, there's a handful of institutions and mutual funds. They're not so keen on Bristol-Myers taking over Celgene. And they verbalized that. So maybe, just maybe, somebody could slip in right now and possibly try to take over Bristol-Myers. And Bristol-Myers is currently trading at 51. So maybe, what is it worth on a takeover Bristol-Myers? Maybe 80, maybe 90, maybe even 100. Again, Some of these companies have not done an acquisition of any size, of any real size within the last couple, 3 years. It could be setting the table up for a very large acquisition in the biotech space. Just throwing it out there, okay? So, also, how about Snapchat getting taken over? That's been a name that has been bastard as a potential takeover target. Who could possibly take over Snapchat? Well, I did mention that Twitter could be a potential takeover target for any of the usual suspects, right? Google, Facebook, Microsoft. Well, Snapchat too. Snapchat, boy, if Facebook wants to, they could just get rid of Snapchat and take them over. Remember, a few years ago, they paid, I believe, approximately $19 billion for WhatsApp. They have the bandwidth to take over Snapchat. Google as well. Microsoft as well. Just doesn't it feel like M&A, like I always mention, M&A is alive and well. It just feels like there's going to be a rush for the doors here in reference to potential M&A activity in a good way. Yes. So again, let me give you the names you want to focus on as potential acquirers. These are the names. Like Willie Sutton said, why did he rob banks? Because that's where the money is. So where is the money in M&A? Apple, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Cisco, Oracle, Exxon, Gilead, Pfizer, Novartis, Amgen, Bristol-Myers, Verizon, and Amazon. So when you're doing your homework, I'd be remiss if I did not mention those names to you to continue to look at, to see what's out there on the web. Because if there is going to be continued robust M&A activity in 2019, those companies that I mentioned are going to have their footprint in M&A in this coming year. So I wanted, again, to mention that. I have a few more minutes here. I wanted to discuss with you a name that I had mentioned, believe it or not, back in July of 2018. The movie company, Lionsgate, stock trades at around $15, $16. It's the movie company. Everyone today seems to be looking for content, to buy content, to acquire content. I remember back in July, I mentioned that Lionsgate could possibly be a potential takeover target, believe it or not, for companies such as Verizon, Netflix, and Amazon. And I even suggested back then that a bidding war could benefit holders of Lionsgate. If one bid came in. So I wanted you to continue to put Lionsgate on your radar screen. I do believe I even mentioned back in July that toy maker Hasbro wanted to offer the company more than $40 a share back in 2017. But the board of directors and chairman thought Lionsgate was worth more. Holy cow. Okay. Wow. We had another power hour of Takeover Talk. This was a terrific hour. If you would like to contact me, please shoot me off an email at takeovertalk@aol.com. It has been a pleasure. And keep in mind, it's always an honor to serve my listeners. I will see you again next Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on bbsradio.com. Thank you and have a terrific week. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. Bye-bye.